Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The music for our opening today, entitled Hosanna, was sung by the children of St. Peter Lutheran School under the direction of Mrs. Amanda Ness on the occasion of the last day of the 22-23 academic school year. The children will be singing this song along with other selections at the St. Peter 9 o'clock worship service this morning to commemorate the 8th grade graduation and the end of the school year. St. Peter Lutheran Church and School, as a part of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, is Christ-centered and service-oriented. The congregation is a community of faith founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. The school is an important part of the congregation's outreach to the larger community, teaching the gospel, or good news, as we see in today's observance of Pentecost. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song. Today is the 8th Sunday of Easter, also known as Pentecost Sunday. It is one of three feasts observed by the Israelites, as commanded in Leviticus 16. The Feast of Unleavened Bread, or the Passover, celebrated the release of Israel from Egyptian bondage. The Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, celebrated the early wheat harvest. The Feast of Booths celebrated the late harvest. Jerusalem was crowded with many who had returned to observe the Feast of Weeks when the Holy Spirit, promised by Jesus, was sent to his apostles. Today's assigned reading from Acts 2, verses 1 through 21, gives us only a part of the account of the importance of that first Pentecost in which the Holy Spirit was poured out, changing the focus of the church. Salvation is not only for the children of Abraham, but God's grace is to be proclaimed to all the world. St. Luke tells us later in this chapter that on that day about 3,000 were baptized.
A reading from the second chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. When the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place, and suddenly there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And at this sound the multitude came together, and they were bewildered, because each one was hearing them speak in his own language. And they were amazed and astonished, saying, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us in his own native language? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabians, we hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God." And all were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "What does this mean?" But others mocking said, "They are filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and give ear to my words. For these men are not drunk, as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
St. Peter Lutheran Church and School is located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Worship services are held at 9 a.m. on Sundays and are normally followed at 10:15 by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. Today is an exception, as the worship service will be followed by a cake and punch reception for the graduates. Various small group Bible studies and other activities occur throughout the week. For more information, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. The members of St. Peter Lutheran Church offer congratulations to all the graduates who have completed a leg of their educational journey at this time. May our triune God be with you and guide you always. If you are looking for peace and purpose in a caring community of faith, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church would love for you to join us as we sing praise, and give thanks to God for giving us His incredible love.
Teach us the eternal Son to all.